Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for listening in to the Work for Life show. I'm your host. I'm Bea Leader. But you can call me Bea. Work for Life is about combining your passion and your livelihood. That's what we feel about Work for Life here at the Work for Life show. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Time. What we want to do here at the Work for Life show is to help unemployed and underemployed people grow businesses or sustain successful careers. My archive files include for veterans, felons, high school and college grads, retirees, and entrepreneurs. We focus on youth, grads, and retirees. Work for Life believes that no one can succeed beyond their own attitude, abilities, and actions. Your destiny is in your hands. That's our belief. We think with help, you shall be successful, prosperous, thriving. Today is titled, Communities Are Pregnant with Opportunities. So I want to start right where you are. Communities are pregnant with opportunities. Plenty of part-time and full-time money-making opportunities. And it's up to each one of us to take advantage of those opportunities if we want more money, if we need more money. Work for Life can help working-class Americans get back to work. If your current job does not provide disposable income, there are ways to earn disposable income. Work for Life can help you today with this. Currently unemployed, there are ways to earn income to supply your short-term needs and long-term needs. Again, Work for Life would like to help you match up your passion along with your needed desires as far as money goes for your livelihood. We focus on what type of income you need and your passion. Work for Life can help you. Life has been good to me because I do a lot of reading. And I searched out and read material about my ancestors, and in the process, I acquired a motivation from the written words of Frederick Douglass. And I use these words in my daily life. Our destiny is largely in our own hands. If we find, we shall have to seek. If we succeed in the race for life, must be by our own energies and our own exertions. Others may clear the road, but we must go forward or be left behind in the race for life. That's my motto. That's how I view life. That's how I claim success day by day, the way you will get to your desires. That is no other way. That's, we have the capacity as human beings to do this, but we shall have to seek. We must strategize. We must follow through. Never failing to remember, thoughts become things. Remember that there's a clock there. It may be difficult to see, but there's a clock there. And if you look very, very hard, you'll see it. And then you'll begin to see all types of opportunities. And your opportunities are endless right in your own community. So I say to you, networking matters. And that's what I try to stress to people all the time, that networking matters. That's an action that you must take if you want a 9-to-5 or if you're seeking self-employment, you must realize that networking is an absolute necessity if you're going to get where you're needing to go. And that's what we do here at the Work for Life show. We help people move where they need to be based on where they are right now and what you have available. And this is why today's show, I'm speaking about your communities, because communities are pregnant with opportunities. And it's up to you if you're going to thrive from those opportunities. Even the criminal mind finds ways to make money in their community for themselves. And if criminals can find ways to make money, can't good people find ways to make money? Our communities say an awful lot about us. Just as the residents that live there, are they employed? Do they have disposable income? Are the residents physically able? Are there families in your community, or single people mostly in your community, or couples in your community, or elderly people in your community? All of these are issues that you look at when you're trying to find which opportunities will best fit your needs in your community. Is street safety a problem in your community? There are ways to find avenues for profit in your community if you pay attention to what needs to be done. And then if you're willing to step in and fill and supply a need to build, and not only are you building success for yourself, but you're building a better community right along with building success for yourself. And this can happen only when people in communities get involved in their communities and in themselves in earning money. A good place to start to find residents and vendors who are passionate about their work is in your very own community where people are already working. You need to latch on to those people and find things that you can do and start to discuss with people who are already accomplishing things and prospering. Start to discuss the things that you see that you can provide, whether it be goods or services. The opportunities are there, but many times you can't see them for the clutter or you're looking for the wrong thing. Money is a need. So view the things around you from the perspective of, how can I make money with this? What can I add to this situation to make money? How can I stretch a dollar and invest in a better life starting today and improve my community at the same time? You have what you need. What you're missing are your hands being a part of your destiny. You have what you need. If you see, look, two hands, you're able to make a sentence. You're able to speak on a phone. And you notice I didn't even say you're able to walk. I didn't say that you're able to see, because those are not two factors to prevent you from being productive. You use what you got. If you're a person who have to spend money, then you need to be able to figure out how to be a person who can earn money starting today. You have what you need. What you're missing is that your hands need to become a part of your destiny, your hands and your brain. You have what you need. You just need to realize what you're looking at when you're looking, and how can you change something that you're looking at and make money from it. To do that, to learn how to change your thoughts, because your thoughts become things. You have to learn how to think. Think about what you're thinking, because when you're thinking things, more than likely you're headed in that direction. You don't think left and turn right. You don't think sit and stand up. You don't think stand up and sit down. So you got to begin to change how you think, change what you do, change the things that you do, change the people you do things with. and be mindful of your goals in all the things you decide to do from this day forward. And Work for Life is here to help. This is where we come in. Work for Life is expanding. Our Entrepreneur Club is expanding. We are extending free membership into our Entrepreneur Club. We have a lot of fun things that go on, and we have a lot of work that goes on. But entrepreneurs work hard, and they need to learn to play hard. So we have services to help make that work easier, and we have events for good times. So we are extending a free membership, and we're going to be meeting in late October, which is less than a month away. So I want you to reserve a seat today by email. You can contact me, WFL@workforlife.net. Our business services and access to those services have changed. We're in the process of making some changes because being a member of the Entre Club gives you an opportunity to get goods and services at a price that's affordable, because a lot of goods or services are purchased in bulk and shared with other entrepreneurs. That's how you save. That's how you save a dollar, stretch a dollar. So we have business services that you need as an entrepreneur. To attend the Entrepreneur Club is free. The membership is free. If you decide to be a part of it, there are services that you pay for, equipment and things of that nature. It's bought in bulk so that you will be able to pay according to where you are today in your business to help businesses make money. Or we're here to help people who are employed supplement their income. And we have what we call house helper services. That's what we call. And we are signing up now, entrepreneurs, for house helper services. So house helper services are signing up entrepreneurs who are handymen, housekeepers, or lawn care providers. Work for Life can help you earn money now. If you are a housekeeper, Work for Life can help you earn money now. If you are a handyman, Work for Life can help you earn money now. If you provide lawn care services, and we are adding a new service, personal assistance services, here at Work for Life, and we can help with those. We are helping those four groups to prosper, to thrive, and save money. And we are very good at these things, helping people expand their businesses or start new businesses or find 9-to-5 jobs or find training, promotion on your job, or help you switch careers altogether. If you've been in the military, we help people go from military to civilian life. Whatever your needs are when it comes to employment, Work for Life will hook you up with what you are passionate about and based on the type of money you want to see coming in. But it comes down to you, your attitude, your abilities, and the actions you're willing to take. So that's why today we are offering this membership for the Entrepreneur Club, and we're also seeking people who are already running their businesses and would like to have help in making more money, earning more money. So the Entrepreneur Club, whatever your passion is, the work of passion that you're doing, if you're interested in joining the Entrepreneur Club, there, we are extending free membership now, and we will be having a meeting for the new members in late October. And you can reserve a seat by email, WFL@workforlife.net. You can send me a message here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife to follow me and send me a message that you're interested in the Entrepreneur Club. And you can contact me on Twitter at workforlifebea. So, my website, if you want information about business services, www.advertiseforsuccess.com. We are here to help people make money. That's what we do. We help marry your passion to your financial needs so that you can do something you enjoy doing and make the money that you need. Either full-time, part-time, 9-to-5, home-based business, storefront business, whatever you so desire. Here at the Work for Life Show, we can help. It's all based on what actions you take right now. For your communities are pregnant with opportunities. Put it to the test. Just walk out. Take a drive around 2 or 3 blocks. See the things that you see that can turn into money-making situations for you. Repeat business for you. You'll be a little surprised, I think, if you really begin to look at what you can do in your community that will improve you and improve your community at the same time. That's what we're missing. That's what we're missing across America. Communities looking toward other communities for the successes that they need in their own community. Anything someone is doing somewhere else, I can do. Anything someone is selling, I can sell. Well, I really could if I chose to. But what you sell is based on your passion, and what you do is based on your passion. No reason for some communities to offer nothing and other communities to offer everything. But when the people in the communities get busy and start expanding and growing and bringing in money and keeping that money in circulation in your own communities, that's when other businesses start looking and coming into your community to grow your community along with you. Nobody goes into the weeds. So, but when you have beautiful flower beds and gardens and things of that nature, when your community starts to flourish, then other people notice, and guess what? They're going to come and see how they can add, how they can contribute. That's the way it works. So if you're ready to make a change in your life, excuse me, I had a call that I had to take. So if you're ready to make a change in your life and you're ready to begin to seek and strategize and follow through and network and change how you think. And remember, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting something different. So if you don't like the way things have been going, it's time to change what you've been doing. And the way to change is that you start right where you are, pregnant with opportunities. Lawn care, driving services, escort services, training, teach someone how to do something, plow gardens for people, wash their cars right there on their driveways. Do yard sales from your own home, or do consignment shops from your home for other people, or hire yourself out and do yard sales for other people. Maybe some elderly people want to get their attics cleaned out and closets cleaned out, but doing the work is more than they can do. So maybe you can hire yourself out. And they put their stuff out, and you hire yourself out for a day. If you want to guarantee your money, say you hire yourself out for 6 hours, and based on what you think you should get for 6 hours, that's what you would charge a yard sale assistant. Just come up with things that give you pleasure, that you can be passionate about in your own community, and begin to make money while you grow your community. Remember, our communities are pregnant with opportunities. We just have to decide that we want to be a part of the growth that's going on in America. Today's show, Communities Are Pregnant with Opportunities, has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. And I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to signing up some new entrepreneurs and having a good time while we work. Because work is fun when you're doing something that you're passionate about. So until the next show, I want to thank you for listening in. I'm Bee, and this is the Work for Life show. Thank you for your time.